For a couple of years, most of these young men and women who have come to receive the sacrament of confirmation have been preparing through study and prayer, retreats, sharing in small groups, reading the scriptures. And the sacrament of confirmation celebrates the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a disciple of Jesus Christ. What difference does the experience of the Holy Spirit make in our lives? And I'd like to tell you a true story that dramatically illustrates how our lives change when we open up to the power of the Holy Spirit. A week ago, I went out to lunch with a young adult. He's about 32 years old. I'll call him Eddie. And Eddie told me his story about being sent to prison for drug trafficking when he was in his 20s. Eddie had been raised in a family with no religion. He didn't believe in God. And in his early 20s, he started selling drugs and made so much money that he was able to buy a couple of houses to grow marijuana in. So in all the rooms of these two houses, he was growing weed. And he made a lot of money. But of course, anybody who tries to support themselves through a life of crime eventually is going to crash. And so a few years later, the feds caught up with him. They arrested him, put him on trial, and sent him off to prison for many years. So in prison, he met another prisoner who was a practicing Catholic. And this other prisoner, a Filipino friend of his, gave him a Bible. Eddie had never seen a Bible. And he gave him a book by a Catholic teacher on the ways of prayer and meditation. Well, Eddie wasn't very interested in reading this, but he didn't have much to do in prison, so he started, reading the Bible a little bit every day. And then he got in some more trouble. He got into a fight in prison, so they put him in solitary confinement. They call it the hole. So Eddie ended up going into the hole. And he brought with him into this solitary room his Bible and this book on prayer and meditation. And just because he was so bored, he kept reading the Bible more and more and more. And eventually, he began to experience something completely new. He would find that he'd be reading the Bible, and he'd be thinking about it. And he'd read a little bit more, and he'd think about it some more. And he started finding that his mind became very quiet. And he began to experience silence, some deep silence inside him. And one day, after this experience had happened, many times, this silence, this peace, this quiet, all of a sudden, he tells me the story that light filled him. He had his eyes closed, but light just filled him inside and out. It was like someone was shining this incredibly bright light on him from the outside. And he just fell into tears, and he cried and cried and cried. And he knew at that moment that somehow Jesus Christ had come to him. He knew that reading the Word of God had somehow opened him up to a place inside where Jesus Christ revealed himself. That was his first experience of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not always experienced in such a dramatic way. Usually, it's kind of gradual. We have these tastes of God moving us, guiding us, giving us strength in our moments of weakness, protecting us from falling into temptation, giving us those fruits of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness. These are all some of the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. But we don't always experience, even all of us who have been baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. These young men and women are going to receive another outpouring of the Holy Spirit today, but they've already experienced the Holy Spirit, and so have the rest of us. But why don't we feel him sometimes? How can it be that you and I, who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit in the past, and we've received the fruits of the Spirit available to us, the love, joy, peace, patience, why don't we experience it at many times in our lives? Todos nosotros que hemos recibido el Espíritu Santo en el bautismo y en la confirmación, a veces no sentimos el Espíritu Santo. No experimentamos los frutos del Espíritu Santo, los 9 frutos. Caridad, alegría, paz, comprensión de los demás, generosidad, bondad, fidelidad, mansedumbre, dominio de nosotros mismos. Son los 9 frutos. Pero ¿por qué no los experimentamos con frecuencia? I think the reason why many of us who have received the Holy Spirit don't experience the Holy Spirit in the moment is because we put up roadblocks. We put up resistance to the action of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And this resistance against the Holy Spirit, it could be sin. You know, we get into bad habits and we focus more on fulfilling the bad habits, like certain pleasures that are not healthy, like Eddie, you know, who got addicted to drugs and then got addicted to making all this money by selling drugs. He was blocked from experiencing the Holy Spirit. So all of us, you know, have our particular weaknesses and temptations that sometimes we give into, and that's putting up this barrier between us and the action of the Holy Spirit. So what I want to share with you in this last part of my homily, young men and women who are going to receive confirmation today, are 4 ways in which the Catholic tradition gives us to remove the barriers, remove the obstacles, remove the resistance, and let the Holy Spirit act, not just now, today, when you're going to receive another outpouring of the Holy Spirit when you receive the sacrament, but for the rest of your lives. The best thing I could ever want for any of you teenagers and any of you children who are going to receive your confirmation and some of you receiving the First Holy Communion, the best thing I could want for you is that you would be under the power of the Holy Spirit every day for the rest of your lives. There's no greater gift than you could ever have. By the way, Eddie, this guy, this ex-narcotraficante, this was 8 years ago, he got out of prison. Today, he goes to Mass every day. He's even now seriously thinking about becoming a priest. This guy who sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of drugs, got stoned every day for years, corrupted a lot of other people, he has been so changed by his experience of the Holy Spirit. He now wants to become a priest to reach out, especially to drug addicts and to people under other addictions, to find the Lord. Because he knows that's where liberation, that's where happiness is to be found. So here's the 4 ways. Number 1, daily dialogue. Daily dialogue. We call it meditation. Meditation, especially using the Word of God. So when we open up the Bible at home every day, and I would recommend put in a good 10 or 15 minutes minimum. Start at the beginning of the New Testament. You start reading it slowly, and you think about it. That's listening to God speak to you. See, this is a dialogue. Meditation is a dialogue. So you listen to the Lord speaking to you in His Word, and then you just talk to Him. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, whatever your needs are. And then you do that every day for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. You really change. You get tuned in. It's like there's this Wi-Fi signal, but you haven't had your iPad on or your computer on. That's turning your device on to tune into the Holy Spirit by reading and thinking about the Word of God and talking to Him. Second practice, daily repentance. Daily repentance. There's no growth in life. There's no genuine freedom in life without recognizing what are my obstacles, what are my bad habits, what do I do that prevents me from really experiencing the joy of the Holy Spirit. So every day, like before we go to bed, we just kind of think about the day and we examine our conscience. That's the second practice. Examine our conscience. Ask the Lord for forgiveness of whatever we've done wrong and thank Him for all the ways in which He's blessed us. That's number 2. Number 3, weekly worship. What's the first commandment? What's the first and most important commandment according to Jesus? Students, what is it? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. There is nothing more important in this world than loving the Lord with all our being. That's why there's a law in the Catholic Church that every Catholic has to go to Mass every Sunday. We consider it as a serious sin not to go to Mass on Sunday. Why? Because it's one way in which we express the first commandment, our love for God, and we soak up His love. See, that's the other great thing about coming to Mass every Sunday. If we come with open hearts and open minds, we soak up His love coming through to us through his word, through the Holy Eucharist, and through our fellowship as members of the church. And the fourth practice is service. There's no real Christian life without trying to find ways to serve people, especially those who are suffering, those who are lonely, those who are poor, those who feel marginalized, left out, like you teens in high school, to reach out to other teens that may feel kind of like on the side. They're not part of the in crowd. For you to reach out to them and say, you're a young Catholic, confirmed. You got the Holy Spirit. There's so much you have to offer other kids. Finding ways to serve. That's the fourth practice. Si queremos ser libres de las barreras al Espíritu Santo, tenemos que practicar estos cuatro prácticas, ejercicios espirituales. Meditar la palabra de Dios cada día. Así, un diálogo amoroso con Dios. Arrepentirnos de nuestros pecados y errores cada día, con la confianza que Dios es pura misericordia. Siempre nos va a perdonar, siempre nos va a sanar. Tercero, participar en misa con todo corazón cada domingo, sin faltar. Porque así expresamos nuestro amor para Dios y recibimos su amor a nosotros. Y finalmente, servicio, buscar formas de servir, especialmente a los que están sufriendo. So this is what we're hoping for all of you who are going to be confirmed today, that you will have a great life, a great life. And you will have a great life. We have proof that this is true in the life of every saint. Every saint had a great life. They did great good for other people. They were filled with love for God and others because they kept these four practices up. These four practices: daily dialogue, daily repentance, weekly worship, service to our brothers and sisters. So now we are going to enter into our celebration of the sacrament of the coming of the Holy Spirit again upon all of you who have been preparing for so long. So I invite Patty Osorio, the director of our confirmation program, to come forward and to initiate our sacramental celebration.